Tablet 11. Until Shiloh come, and unto him shall the gathering of the people be. Genesis 49:10. The coming of the Messiah, Shiloh, was predicted long before the children of Israel had even attempted to create what they were supposed to bring about, which was a desired environment where all can progress physically, mentally, and spiritually. The Messiah came as Isa the Christ. His message was, in order to create that ideal environment, sacrifice, not being self-centered, is necessary. Without sacrifice, the kingdom of heaven on earth is not possible. Of course, sacrifice, like everything else, is of three kinds: from ignorance, passion, or knowledge. Any sacrifice done for this ideal is from knowledge. He also gathered together the people under his religion, Christianity. For more detail, read Children of Abram, Abraham, All Prophecies Are Fulfilled. So, sacrifice means to struggle to progress physically, mentally, and spiritually, and to help others, not being self-centered, also to progress in these spheres. Therefore, in the process, the false ego is crucified. Blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein. Revelation 1:3. After the New Testament, the last book of the Bible, the Revelation, was revealed to humanity. In this book, the events which would happen in the last 6,000 years were revealed in a symbolic language. It is revealed that there would be seven churches, seven seals which would be opened, and seven angels in different periods who would bring plagues to the earth. All these seven churches, seals, and angels are the seven truths and mysteries which would come to the earth. Truth is always guidance to those who are ready and have overcome, and is torture to those who are attached to this external world, plagues. As it was explained, one of the plans in the last 6,000 years was to reveal the seven truths which will guide men to salvation, or the state of becoming one with the One. The first three of these truths was revealed to humanity before the book of the Revelation. They have been explained in the previous pages. They are the Far East philosophies, mystical paths, which will help a person to awaken his latent spiritual forces, the teachings and the theme of the Old Testament, or the necessity of the establishment of the kingdom of heaven on earth, and the theme of the New Testament, that not being self-centered, being humble, is necessary to establish such a kingdom. As it was explained, sacrifice, without surrendering the result to the Lord, can become a binding force in human progress toward complete freedom from all bondages. Also, the sacrifice and endeavors should be directed toward the whole universe. Otherwise, separation of man from man would result. So a universal point of view is necessary. Or in other words, it is necessary to realize that God is everything. After going through all these steps, and when a person with all these realizations becomes a dynamic spiritual force, he can win the grace of the Lord and reach pure consciousness, which is to know all, become his son, and be in his image. That is why, after those first three truths, which were explained previously, four more truths should have come to humanity, so that the seven truths to salvation would be complete. These seven truths are the seven symbols which are used in different parts in the Revelation.